It's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer from the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to answer your questions about the great outdoors. Call in now at 888-898-2525 and join SC Wild on the Sports Talk Media Network.
All right, it is time to go outdoors. Not too bad outdoors. It really isn't. We had that little cold snap, and then it's warmed up a little bit. Might have a little brush of cold coming back in, but you know what? You really can't complain unless you want snow this time of the year. And who wants snow around here this time of the year?
Everyone. Everyone wants a white Christmas. Come on, Phil.
Major Billy Downer from the Department of Natural Resources joining us now, another edition of SC Wild from the Department of Natural Resources. You want to reach out with a question or comment?
You would actually start the show by saying no one wants a white Christmas.
Well, I'm just speaking for myself when I think, you know, people agree.
I get it.
Yeah. Except for Chris Bergen. Agree? Chris Bergen would fight me over that. You want snow too, Plumber? Nah.
Everybody wants snow.
I do not want to shiver. I'm not interested in shivering. But let me give the phone number, 888-898-2525, if you want to contact the Major with a comment or a question related to the outdoors, or a text message at 803-900-4847. That's how you can reach us here tonight. Major, good to have you with us. What you got tonight?
So before we do our annual tradition, Christmas last show before Christmas, of the 10 most popular gifts for the outdoorsman in your life,
mm-hmm.
or outdoors woman, we will hit a little announcement that I feel we need to give out. So there's been a lot of questions in the last few weeks about when the South Carolina deer season closes. Let me make sure that everyone understands. So if you Google deer season dates in South Carolina, the AI overview, here we go with the artificial intelligence debacle, the AI will generate the following statement. It says South Carolina deer season dates varies significantly by game zone 1 through 4 and land type, private and WMA, but generally run from mid-August to January 1st or 15th. There's the problem. Deer season ends the 1st, not the 15th. Now, if you look down below, it puts game zone 1 and game zone 2 and says it ends January 1st / 15, 1/15. So what AI has done is it picked up on a bill that went through the legislature last year that was sent to committee, which basically means it got tabled. It didn't get any further than committee, where they were looking to extend the deer season. That did not happen. So deer season in South Carolina ends January the 1st. Now, for folks that want to make sure, look at that. You can always look up the DNR regulations at eregulations.com. They're correct on that. So correct, accurate information can be found on the e-regs at www.eregulations.com/South Carolina. So you can find the e-regs there. Go to our DNR website. Of course, it's all there. They've been doing some announcements on Facebook and other social media sites to make sure that folks understand that deer season ends January 1st. So that's the big announcement to make sure everybody understood that. That January 1st is the deer season closure, as it always has been and will be for right now. There was a bill, but it did not pass. So that's something they may have looked at in the future. So that's our announcement on deer season. Let's go to the 10 most popular Christmas gifts for the outdoorsman or woman in your household.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in no particular order, one not being the top one, as always, some will be some repeats that we do have from year to year. And the first one is a good pair of binoculars. A good pair of binoculars can vary in price from $99 on up to $500 to $600 to $700. But a good pair of Vortex Triumph, Timma 40s, they're up there about $100 at Cabela's and Bass Pro. You can find those online or at your local sporting goods store. So a couple of different Timma 42s out there for a really good price. Very nominal price. Again, always tell folks, binoculars are a great gift item for a deer hunter in your life, or duck hunter, doesn't matter, because they like to look at birds or deer, whatever. That's a great item to have in the bag, and you can't have enough. because you may have one in one truck and one in another truck. It just depends. But I always like to have a good pair of binoculars on the gift bag for probably a medium range price. Now, if you follow those directions last year and you're saying, Billy, I already got a pair of binoculars, well, you can get a good pair of binocular holders, and QU has some out there for like $79. Really nice, brand name, camouflage, binocular pack that sits on the front of your chest, very comfortable. A lot of binoculars today come with a case that will go around your shoulders and sit in front of you, but QU makes a really nice brand as well for about $79. So another gift item there with binoculars. But binoculars being number one tonight. Number two, always talk about this, Phil, a good flashlight. In the past, we've talked about rechargeable flashlights, including those for your truck. Those prices can go from $99 to $100 to $150 for a good rechargeable flashlight. Tonight, I'm going to suggest a different type of flashlight, one that can go in your pocket, the Streamlight Wedge. Great item, Streamlight Wedge, $89 for the smaller one, which is 500 lumens, or $109 for the 1,000 lumen, very bright. I have one myself. They are rechargeable with a USB cord, a USB-C cord. Excellent item, the Streamlight Wedge. Come in a variety of colors. I mean, most people like to get the coyote color like they're hunting. But if you drop it, you're probably going to want the blue or the orange so you can see it. But they come in some cool colors. But the blue light, the Streamlight Wedge, great gift item, again, in that $100 range right there. All right, number three. One we haven't talked about in the last couple of years, but one that is of note, the Stanley Classic Vacuum Bottle. The often forgot about historical bottle for the hunter in you. Most folks like me, if you go duck hunting like I did this past couple weeks ago, I had coffee with me, and my coffee was in a thermos. Not a Stanley, but my buddy with me, he had a Stanley. Stanley's probably one of the unbeatables. They will always hold something hot. You put hot water in it before you put the coffee in, and that coffee will be hot 8 hours later, which is great if you're going out in the morning at 3 o'clock, and at 11 o'clock, you still got hot coffee later that morning. So Stanley Classic Vacuum Bottle. Now, the Stanley bottles, you know, they've been around for a long time, but they are not that expensive. Looking those up right here, $35 at Walmart for the legendary classic vacuum bottle, $35 at Walmart. Easy to find. Ace Hardware, $45. A great item for any hunter that likes to have something warm. So great item there, low price. Number four, and we always come to this at some point in this list each year, but a good three-pack of socks. Now here we go with socks, and I'm going to be specific. A three-pack of merino wool socks. The merino wool socks, I looked this up actually, continues to be in the top 10 gift items for sportsmen across the country because they allow your feet to sweat, but your feet don't get sweat. They get wet. So those merino socks, three-pack, around $30, $30 to $40, depending on what size and style you get, but a very nice item, merino wool. L.L. Bean has them for like $45 for a two-pack, but you can get three packs for as little as $30. Merino wool socks. Great item for any hunter you have because probably most of them have a hole in their socks somewhere and it's time to get a new pair of socks. But merino is good wool and provides a lot of warmth when it gets cold, especially if we have a white Christmas, Phil.
Not happening.
Well, it could. You just never know. All right, here's number five, a good quality beanie. Phil, you know what a beanie is?
I do know what a beanie is, yes.
Beanie's a cover for your head. There's some real good quality out ones. So here's a fun fact. For those that want to get your loved one or a sportsman in your life a really nice name brand gift, that name brand like Sitka, Kuyu, or Drake, a lot of times you're going, I can't afford Sitka or Kuyu. You probably can't with the jacket. I can't hardly afford it. Real nice equipment. But Sitka makes the beanie for $30. Drake has a beanie for $35, and QU has one for $39 in a variety of camouflage patterns. Great item. The beanie, something people often forget about. We wear, you know, a cap, ball cap all the time, but when it gets cold, that beanie sure helps. And the Sitka model covers your ears very nicely. They're kind of curved to cover your ear. and they're made of some really, really warm material. So it, much like that Sitka duck oven jacket, it's really high expensive, but really warm. The Sitka beanie, great gift item, stocking stuffer for $30. And that's number five.
Mm-hmm.
So number six tonight, one I always come up with, repeat year after year, is a rangefinder. Most folks forget about the rangefinder when they're deer hunting. You don't think about it. But a lot of people are getting into, as we've talked about many times on the show, into long-distance deer hunting. So the rangefinder is a popular item for folks who want to know exactly what the distance is to where that deer is, or maybe where that hole in the woods where deer come out, so you can set your rifle to the right distance on your scope. If you've got the ability with a loophole scope, we have that the conversion system on top, the dial that you can set, which the CDC dial, great item there with a loophole. They do, they provide that dial. If you send them the round you're using, they'll send you a dial to match that round. And if you have a good pair, you're going to have that pair of rangefinders to know the distance so you can know what to set the dial at. But a rangefinder, again, you can find them as cheap as $100. You can go up to $250, $275 for a real nice pair. Loophole makes some really good ones. There's some other good ones out there, other brands as well. Loophole probably has the name on that one, probably the best. But those would be a good little pocket stuffer there. Rangefinder, a little more expensive, but a nice item nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven. Here's a new one in the modern world.
All right.
One of the things is you can always give a sportsman is a pack of hand warmers. Those hot hands are always great. You can find them at Walmart in the line on the side there. Those little pocket hot hands you shake up. They got charcoal in. You shake them up and they get warm. Well, now they have a rechargeable hand warmer. That's right. Rechargeable with a USB cord. They have a pair of hot hands, rechargeable for $35, or the Gobi Heat, which is one big pad, for $39. These are rechargeable hand warmers.
Mm-hmm.
Something new to think about this year for your stocking stuffer, a pair of rechargeable hand warmers. I have not checked them out, but I'm going to because it sounds like a pretty cool idea.
I like it.
Number eight. Here's one I haven't brought up in a long time. I don't know if I've ever put this on the list, but it's something that I've always had in my life. The Gerber Multi-Tool or the Simple Leatherman. That Multi-Tool is a great item because it has the knife, pair of pliers. It has a flathead screwdriver. It has your hex head. It's got a bunch of different things on that to allow you. Some of them have a saw on it, so you could saw a limb if you're in the stand.
Mm-hmm.
But the Gerber Multi-Tool or your Leatherman, great item, so that you have, you know, again, a lot of things in one little small package you can put in your pocket or in a little case on your belt. But the Gerber Multi-Tool Leatherman, those aren't that expensive. Again, around $35. And it's a really easy item to buy somebody because you don't get much cheaper. I mean, again, you get them down for around $30. You can get them as expensive as $60. I'm looking at them right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the standard Leatherman was $50. That's the old classic. And it has, again, everything on it, pocket knife, grooming tools, multi-tool, all these things, screwdrivers. So great item for any sportsman in your life, Gerber Multi-Tool or the Leatherman. Number nine, almost to the end, the Thermacell. We talk about it a lot, early deer season in South Carolina. Hard to get through a deer season without mosquitoes, even at this time of year. No telling what you might run into before the end of the year. We might get 70-degree weather.
Mosquitoes this time of year?
Yeah. I've had mosquitoes come out into December when it gets warm again. You get a good warm week, they come back out.
Oh.
Thermacell. But for most of the deer season in South Carolina, especially in the low country, most of us are used to having some type of thermacell. That's that device you cut on, you put near you, and it didn't really scare deer away, and it does keep mosquitoes off of you. Great item in the stand in the low country, in the wet areas and lowlands of South Carolina. Thermacell comes with a nice holder and some refill packs for about $30. The other thing, if you know your loved one has a thermacell already, get them another one. I keep one in my turkey vest and one in my bag to go deer hunting. And then again, you need one when somebody comes with you and they forget theirs. Always a great item to have when people come to hunt with you and they forget their thermacell. Great to have an extra one. Again, $30. Great stocking stuffer, great last minute gift item that's not that expensive. Again, they also make thermacell refills. If you want to give them something that you already know they got a thermosel, they got enough of them, get a pack of the refills. Those are around $30 as well for a pack of a bunch of refills that have the liquid gas in them, the propane, the propellant in it, and basically your insecticide on those little tablets, little felt tabs that go the refills for your thermosel. Mm-hmm. So that's number 9.
All right.
And to round out our top 10 for tonight, number 10 for tonight is a good pair of warm rubber boots.
There you go.
You can't go without adding the boots to the list. The Muck boot, around $169. Lacrosse has them for $115. And Drake for $129. I even looked up the prices this time to make sure everybody knew what kind of price point we're looking at. So if you're in the $100 range, you can get boots. You can get boots and a flashlight, binoculars even. If you're in the $30 range, you can get a vacuum bottle from Stanley. You can get a 3-pack of merino wool socks. You can get a good quality beanie. You can get possibly a Gerber Murphy tool or Leatherman. If you find the cheaper versions, you can find those. A rechargeable hand warmer for $35. So that $30 range, a lot of those gift items on that list are in the $30 to $40 range. Great items to fill up the stocking, last-minute gift items. But the pair of boots, always a favorite, because here's the thing. They don't last forever. Those rubber boots may last 2-3 years, maybe 4 years, and you need another pair. Again, remember, Lacrosse does have a rubber boot that is snake-proof for those that hunt turkey season or hunt early deer season in the lower part of this state. Those snake boots are a must, and they're only about $125, and you can find those at your local Bass Pro, Cabela's, or even local hardware stores.
All right, now, quick question. The snake boots, that – so are you saying that the snake can't penetrate the boot?
That's correct. Hmm. On top of the leather is a layer of Kevlar material or similar material that is snake-proof, that the snake cannot penetrate. It's wrapped around the rubber. It's a great combination item because not only are they waterproof, they're also snake-proof. And in the southern part of this state, in the low country, if you're hunting swamps, great item to have is a tall boot that is snake-proof.
How high up the leg does it come?
Comes up above mid-calf.
Okay.
Just below the knee.
Okay. I'm thinking now, about a bodysuit. How about a bodysuit like that?
Well, you can buy chaps. I mean, chaps are always an option as well. Chaps go all the way up, just like a pair of cowboy chaps. But they make snake chaps like that. A lot of coon hunters wear the chaps when they hunt during the warmer seasons.
Okay.
But the chaps do work. Those are out there. You can get those. I'm trying to remember the Henry's, the brand I always remember on those.
Have you ever had a snake come at you and bite into your boot or your chaps?
I have never had a snake actually strike and hit me. Mm-hmm. I've had a snake strike at me and had a near miss, but never had one bite my foot or leg. If that had happened, I would probably tell you there'd be a little accident following. I'll be going to admit that. That would probably scare the out of me, no doubt.
What was your reaction when that snake lunged at you?
I jumped about 10 feet. It felt like 10 feet. It was probably only like 3 feet, but I jumped.
Yeah.
And he kind of rolled across the air. He kind of airballed it next to me. Didn't hit me.
Was it a moccasin?
It was. Yeah. That's most often what people see in the swamps.
Mm-hmm.
And moccasins, because of their temperament, they just don't move. You'll step near them. Sometimes they strike. Now, they aren't the most striking, it's striking in some. But copperheads are probably the most, as we talked to Will, if you remember, a good friend. Will Dillman talked to us about herp snakes for a little bit, and copperheads are probably the most nippy, he said.
Yeah.
Past that, you got rattlesnakes and moccasins. Moccasins generally will show those fangs, they'll show that mouth and flash, but they generally don't strike. Now, if you get too close, they will. And these boots I'm talking about, Lacrosse snake boots, pull on, are nice and inexpensive for what they save you the trouble of.
Absolutely.
And again, Muck Boot has the really nice Muck boot that goes up into the $200 range, but they are extremely, extremely warm, the Woodland size. And those are really warm boots, and I love those. And I had a pair, and they finally cracked apart because all rubber eventually, hot, cold, eventually it cracks.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to get a new boot. That's just kind of the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's our top 10.
Awesome.
Not in any particular order, list for your Christmas loved one that's an outdoorsman or woman.
Now, let me ask you this. This is a number one. So say you're shopping for somebody. Let's say let's do this for a child. Let's say we're talking about a child who wants to begin his or her journey in the outdoors.
Sure.
Has not been an outdoors child yet, but now wants to become a hunter or fisherman or just wants to enjoy the outdoors, but has nothing. This is brand new, first step. What do you recommend, like numero uno, what's the first thing someone should have?
So the first thing to help them feel like they're a part of a hunting community is to buy them some camouflage. That's easy.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy that for a toddler that's walking out with you or a young person that's 4 or 5 that wants to go sit in the dove field with dad or mom. I don't want everyone to just say dads because you can't assume that because there's plenty of ladies out there that like to dove hunt. So bring the young person out there, give them some camouflage so they can feel a part of that.
All right.
The other thing I will say for young people is give them some type of hearing protection so that the noise of the gun, which is loud. Look, for folks that haven't been around that first gun blast can really be scary.
Mm-hmm.
So give them some good hearing protection, whether it's a nice full headset because generally with young people, it's hard to get them a set of earplugs that fits in their ear. So go ahead and get a set of earmuffs, camouflage, whatever to put on them. I see so many people do that at football games anyway for young toddlers, but do that in the dove field as well so that noise, that big bang, doesn't scare them because you don't want them to have a bad experience the first time. Like you said, Phil, they haven't been a part of it. All it takes is one bad experience, and they may not want to go back out again. And if you put those the earmuffs on, it can protect their ears, and they don't get that real loud bang. It scares them.
Excellent. Excellent stuff. We got about 30 seconds if you want to wish everybody a happy holidays.
We're going to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and happy holidays. And one more gift item out there. If you have a loved one, especially a youngster that wants to hunt, that loves hunting, and that's their passion, if you haven't bought this already, grandparents, dads, moms, buy them a lifetime hunting license from SCDNR before they're age 2, $200. Before age 16, it's $400. It's $300, $400, and then $500 after they're 16.
That's a great gift, a gift that will keep on giving for a lifetime. Major, happy holidays. Thank you for being with us. We look forward to 2026. Major Billy Downer from DNR, SC Wild, that's Sports Talk. Have a great night. See you tomorrow.